Hello and welcome to Day 17. I'm your host, Andrew. And today I want to introduce you to chakra meditation. But before we start, if you could give us a rating on Apple Podcast and share this podcast with your friends and family, we'd be very grateful as we aim to help as many people as possible with those free meditation. So what is a chakra? A chakra is an energy center in the body, also named as vortex or energy wheel. There are 7 main chakras. Those energy centers can be imbalanced or overactive. And when they are completely aligned, we are energetically in harmony with the body, the mind, and the spirit. Our body contains 7 main chakras divided in 2 parts in the body. You have the lower part of the body from the base of your spine to the stomach that contains 3 chakras. The root chakra, the sacral chakra, and the solar plexus chakra. And then the upper part of the body from the heart to the top of your head contains 4 chakras. The heart chakra, the throat chakra, the third eye chakra, and the crown chakra. So why do you think it's important to align your chakras? Let's take an example from the physical world, a car. Let's imagine the structure of the car is the root chakra. The wheel is the third eye, the honk is the throat, the heart is the gas, the solar is the lightning, the sacral is the engine, and the crown is all that makes the material hold together. If you remove one of those parts, either the other parts will take over to compensate with the lack of one, or the car won't start. And it's exactly the same with your energy centers, and this is why it's important to take care of them, to align them with one another, so each one of them can work on the function that they are meant to accomplish. Let's start with the 7 chakras meditation. Start by finding a comfortable position where your spine is straight, your back is nice and tall, and your chest can expand freely. And you can rest your hands wherever it feels comfortable. As you breathe in, allow your abdomen to rise, and as you breathe out, let it fall. Focus all of your attention now on your breathing. That's right. Breathe in through your nose and blow out through your mouth. Breathe in relaxation and out tension and stress. Let's take a deep breath in for 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and a long exhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Feel yourself slowing way down. Notice how your slow breathing is beginning to induce a nice state of deep relaxation. Breathe in and breathe out. In and out. Now place your hands near your root chakra or Muladhara chakra, centered between the anus and the genital parts, where your coccyx is, the base of your spine. This chakra refers to the material, physical being, the survival, the grounding, the stability. It's also associated with eating, drinking, security, money, and work. Its color is red. So visualize the color red as you breathe in. And the more you breathe, the brighter and bigger the color gets. And the red vortex turns clockwise. So when you breathe in the color red, imagine the color red going to your root chakra and getting brighter and bigger. Now place your hands near your sacral chakra, or Svadhisthana, located between the pubic bone and the navel. It's the easiest to locate as it's where you'll find your genital parts, located just above the sexual organs and beneath the navel, right above the root chakra. The sacral chakra is the center of your creative and joyful experiences. Your sacral chakra also connects you to inner wisdom, stillness, and personal development as well. And its color is orange. So you can now visualize the color orange as you breathe in. And the more you breathe, the brighter and bigger the color gets. And the orange vortex turns clockwise, aligning with the root chakra. So you breathe in the color orange. You visualize the color orange going to your sacral chakra. Aligning perfectly with the root chakra. Seeing the color red and orange. Getting brighter and bigger. Now place your hands near your solar plexus chakra or Manipura. Found at the level of the stomach, just above your navel. It refers to the link between the self and the world, the relation between thinking and feeling, and it regulates your sense of self. This chakra is also associated with your ability to know yourself, your personality, and making you feel confident in how you walk through the world. Its color is yellow. So visualize the color yellow as you breathe in. And the more you breathe, the brighter and bigger the color gets. The yellow vortex turns clockwise, aligning with the sacral and root chakra. So you breathe in the color yellow and you visualize the color going all the way down to your solar plexus chakra. Then you can also visualize the color red, orange, and yellow, perfectly aligned. Visualizing the colorful vortexes turning clockwise. Now place your hands near your heart chakra or Anahata. It's the connecting point between the lower three chakras located between the nipples and extends between the ninth and the third thoracic vertebra. It refers to the mental and spiritual world, the mind, love, dedication, unification and self-realization. Its color is green. So visualize the color green as you breathe in. And the more you breathe, the brighter and bigger the color gets. And the green vortex turns clockwise, aligning with the solar plexus, sacral, and root chakra. You visualize the color green going all the way down to your heart chakra, seeing the color red, orange, yellow, and green. All of those colors are perfectly aligned. Now place your hands near your throat chakra or Vishuddha, centered at the bottom of the throat, encompassing the upper part of the sternum and the whole throat at the front. It refers to expression, speaking, communication, and intuitive knowledge. And its color is blue. So visualize the color blue as you breathe in. And the more you breathe, the brighter and bigger the color gets. The blue vortex turns clockwise, aligning with the heart, solar plexus, sacral and root chakras. You breathe in the color blue that goes all the way to your throat, and you can visualize the color red, orange, yellow, green and blue. All of those colors are perfectly aligned. Now place your hands near your third eye chakra, or Ajna, located where the two eyebrows meet. It extends from the inner corner of the eye to the center of the forehead. It refers to understanding, insight, reflection, intuition, psychic abilities and occult knowledge, and its color is indigo. Visualize the color indigo as you breathe in. And like the other chakras, the more you breathe, the brighter and bigger the color gets. The indigo vortex turns clockwise, aligning with the throat, heart, solar plexus, sacral, and root chakras. And as you breathe in the color indigo, you visualize the colors red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and indigo, all perfectly aligned. Now place your hands near your crown chakra, or Sahasrara, located at the top of your head, at the back of the two fontanelles. It is referred to as the connection with the highest truth, spirituality, the cosmic consciousness, the oneness, the beliefs, and the enlightenment. Its color is purple, the highest vibrating color, the magic, purification, and mystery that brings together the polarities of the world. The chakra is also associated with the color white and gold. So you can visualize the color purple or white or gold as you breathe in. And the more you breathe, the brighter and bigger the color gets. The colorful vortex turns clockwise, aligning with the third eye, throat, heart, solar plexus, sacral, and root chakras. Now place one hand near your crown chakra and one hand near your root chakra. And visualize the seven chakras with their colorful vortexes, all aligned and in harmony. And every time you breathe in a rainbow with all of those colors. Connecting all of your chakras. Bringing you stability, confidence. Making sure that everything falls back into place. If you feel like there's one chakra weaker than the others, you can practice a meditation for each chakra. You don't have to work all of them together. So if, for example, you feel like your heart chakra needs some work, you can just work on the heart chakra. And when you feel like your heart chakra is healed, and is working perfectly fine, then you can work on the seven chakras to align them all together. We are now arriving at the end of this chakra meditation, so let's take a deep breath in and breathe out. One more time, deep breath in and breathe out. And now let your breath be natural and easy, and you can reconnect with your surroundings. So, how was this chakra meditation? We are actually working on a chakra course, so if you would like to be notified of the release date, feel free to subscribe to our newsletter on our sponsor's website, theartofrealhappiness.com, or get in touch with the contact form on the website. And as always, we love reading your email and messages on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. So thank you for your support, and I will see you tomorrow for day 18. Namaste.